Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And with us today is Amanda Grollo, Frontier District Horticulture and Natural Resources Extension Agent. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Gary.
We are getting to spring. It's taking a long time, but we're getting there. And it's about time for us to be putting together our garden for this growing season. And I think you've got some tips today, don't you?
I do. So what I'm going to talk about this morning is choosing the plants for your garden. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is our onions. So they're broken into several categories. The first would be yellow. This is used more for eating, cooked, grilled, caramelized, or sauteed. Your red onions that are for salads or sandwiches. Your white onions that are used for sauces, pastas, or salads. And then your sweet onions, such as Walla Wallas, that are great for making homemade blooming onions. The next are tomatoes. You usually break these into three categories. Your slicers that are used for eating or canning. An example would be Brandywine or beefsteaks. Your paste tomatoes, great for homemade sauces. And your salads, which are the cherries, pears, or plum tomatoes. Your lettuce, crisp head, used for salads or sandwiches. Your butterheads are great for salads. Romaine lettuce, loose leaf lettuce, and a lot of people use arugula now. It's known for its crisp and pepper flavored. Your potatoes are your starchy potatoes, your russets, your Japanese or Hanna sweet potatoes. Your waxy potatoes, which are the French fingerling, they're ideal for roast, boiling, or soups. And then your all-purpose potatoes, such as your Yukon Golds. Peppers, bells are great for fresh consumption, frozen, sauteed. Your banana peppers, great for fresh pizza topping or pickled. And your hot peppers, such as your chili, Anaheim, poblano, jalapeno, cayenne, and your really hot ones, such as your Carolina Reapers or Ghosts. Next are your cucumbers. Think about if you're going to pickle them or fresh consumption. Asparagus, it's now just starting to emerge with these nice temperatures. The snow is gone now. We are getting some rain, so you will start to see them arrive. You'll find them in green, white, purple, or even your wild asparagus in the ditches. Next are your melons. Think of your watermelons, such as if you want seedless, your small sugar babies, or you can even purchase yellow watermelons. And next is your cantaloupe, which the most common ones found in our gardens are sugar cubes. And the last common vegetable is your pumpkins. Do you want carving pumpkins, such as large, orange, or white, or Jack B. Little, or your gourds to set out around Halloween and Thanksgiving?
A lot of choices there. I would assume that if somebody has questions about that, they can call you and get even a little bit more information on it, right?
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay, Amanda, thank you very much for all that information, and it is time to start getting ready for a garden.
Yes.
Join us on Monday for Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.